10 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Nine minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it.
Union dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
8 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me. Best
7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know?
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Thank you.
5 more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the Eastern Coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your slide, when you say yes, you make me trust, I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Saturday night in North Little Rock, the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers play Game 5 of a six-game series at Dickey Stevens Park. No more playoff contention for the Frisco Rough Riders, but still hoping for a strong close to a road trip where they've won four of the five games played so far. And just hoping for a good strong finish to the end of the first half. I'm Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with us as well. A temperature of 97 degrees and a feels like of 109 in North Little Rock. Zach, again, no more playoffs, but still, it's been a good road trip so far, and hoping to keep it going tonight as we see a special Double-A debut on the right-hander, Owen White.
We certainly do. Owen White, the number 8 prospect in the Rangers organization, former second-round pick back in 2018. Very highly anticipated Double-A debut today, but no playoffs. Remember, Chris, these games still count, though, as at the end of the day, if San Antonio wins the second half, just like they've done here in the first half, it's the best overall record for that second-place team, not just the second half. So still, to win these games, very important, and we're really looking forward to see the right-hander Owen White, who throws very hard. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. His last three outings in high A, 30 strikeouts in just 19 innings, a sub-2 ERA. He was electric, and we're excited to have him here in Frisco.
He was starting to get scary there towards the end of his time at the high A level. And his mound opponent, Stephen Kolek, leading Arkansas in strikeouts this year, also their innings leader entering this series against the Rough Riders. So Frisco has, it's been a standard that we've talked about, a trend since the beginning of the week, has been the starting pitching for Arkansas, and it's more of the same tonight.
They are so good. They have guy after guy after guy. Stephen Kolek, a guy who has thrown twice this year against Frisco already, 5 shutout innings his last time out against May 4th. He also was the Sunday starter in that series to open the season. In Frisco, he went 4 innings, allowing 3 runs in that game where he matched up against Cole Reagan. So Rough Riders have already seen him twice. He's thrown pretty well against Frisco, and it's going to be really important for them to try and pick up a victory for Owen White, because you'd love to have him get some offensive backing in his debut.
All right, the Rough Riders and Travelers with a 7:05 start time at Dickey Stevens Park. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. Come back with us. We have the chance to chat with the data apprentice of the Texas Rangers, Mark Peterson. And played his college ball at the University of Dallas, so he's excited to be back in the North Texas area. We catch up with Mark on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network. 7:05 start time in Game 5 between Frisco and Arkansas. Coming up in a bit.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jarrett with you, and a 7:05 start time in Game 5 of our six-game series between Arkansas
in Frisco. We now have the opportunity to be joined by Mr. Mark Peterson. Mark is the data apprentice with the Texas Rangers. Is that right?
That is right, Chris, among a lot of other hats that I wear.
Yeah. So you're not employed by the Rough Riders. It's with the Texas Rangers, and then they can kind of put you where they want you. Is that correct?
That is correct, yep. So work in player development for the Texas Rangers, and was slotted last year. This is my second season with the Rangers. Last year I was with the High A team in Hickory, and this year got a bump up to Double A with the Rough Riders right here.
What's it like to kind of be around those guys and to move with them a little bit, as you know, basically with the job position that you have and what it entails?
It is a huge blessing. One, just because relationships is really how you make your money in this business. Because at the end of the day, you know, from the outside perspective, you know, what everybody sees is baseball players and lots of money and guys who are really talented. But when you get to work with these guys every day in and out, you got to remember they're just people. And I think that's the most important thing.
So break down what a data apprentice, you mentioned the many hats that you wear. What is a data apprentice and what are some of the other things that you do to try and basically mix the coaching staff and the players?
Of course, yeah. I think the best way I can describe it, it's a all hands on deck support role. So whatever I can do to ease the burden of the manager, pitching coach, hitting coach, depth coach, that's kind of how I see my role and help these players advance in their careers. But among other things, I handle all the player development goals, help them with the measurements in-game, after games, post-game, and practice, and also do all the video for them. So post-game reviews, they have things to look at and go back, critique themselves. Coaches come back, look at video, help these guys get better. And then also my aspirations, I want to either manage or be a hitting coach in the near future. And so whenever I get the chance to get in the cages with these guys, get on the field, hit fungo, help them through defensive drills, whatever it is, just listening, observing, and helping them with the input that I have whenever I can.
Is it a challenge sometimes to not have the amount of data and the numbers that you deal with get over a little overwhelming, or relating it to the coaches and players too?
It can be. I think that's where the human element of this position comes in, because there's a lot of guys out there who are smarter than I am, who can read numbers better than I can, but they can't necessarily bridge the gap between what do these numbers actually mean and what's important. And I think that's the crux of this position. Can you take the information, the overload of information, honestly, that we have nowadays, which is a blessing and a curse. It's a double-edged sword, really, because you can get in the weeds with it. You can get lost in the weeds if you really start looking too deep. It's just, what can you extract that's really important for that guy right now, right then? And coaches got to make decisions on the fly. You got to use your eyes, trust their eyes. And I think that's, at the end of the day, the best way I can explain data is confirming or denying what us as coaches see with our eyes.
We're talking with Mark Peterson. He's the data apprentice with the Texas Rangers, and he's here in Frisco this season. Talk about your start in baseball, a native of Cincinnati, Ohio. What got you in love with the game at a young age?
That's right. Well, I'm the youngest of four siblings, two of which are older brothers who, as soon as I could walk, put me on skates and had me basically doing anything and everything they were doing. And so that was really how I got started, just watching my brothers play the game. Fell in love with it. I actually played hockey and baseball my whole life growing up. Ended up deciding to play baseball in college, and played 4 years at a school, University of Dallas, right down the road. Haven't been able to leave ever since. And I, after school happened, I graduated in 2019, and then I went out to work in California for a year at an academy. In San Diego, Orange County area. And I had an opportunity to kind of train and also coach, and I just fell in love with the coaching side of it. Had an opportunity with the Cleveland Indians after I went to the 2019 winter meetings. That had to get taken off the table because of COVID. It's kind of a question mark of where I'm going to go. Is baseball still, you know, an option for me with all the questions that the pandemic brought up? But I was blessed enough to build really good relationships with the Indians, and they reached out to me, let me know the Rangers had just posted this opportunity, and was blessed enough to get the job.
And then, so you started in Hickory. You thought you were going to go to Down East, but it ends up in Hickory. What was the east side of the country like? Was that your first time in that region of America?
I'd been there a little bit, traveling with tournaments and everything, but that was like only my second or third time in North Carolina. I loved it. You got just about everything over there. You got You got woods, you got lakes, you got the ocean if you really want to make the drive. And the humidity is there too, so you don't miss out on the humidity if anybody's curious about that. But no, I loved my time in Hickory.
When did, I know that you mentioned that the end goal was that you wanted to be in a managerial side or a coaching staff side at some point in baseball, but I mean, is that something that you have to just accept that to get your start, you have to work high in numbers and get an understanding of that?
I think there's no one clear answer for everybody in this game. I think there's millions of different paths people can take. I think for me, this is a really good role for me because I get to kind of see the I get to get really well versed in the data side, understand all that, which is really where this game is moving to. Organizations are kind of requiring coaches to understand it. Players really want the information, and so it's becoming a critical part of my game. And the more I can understand and explain it to people on both sides of the ball, pitching, hitting, it's just going to help me in the long run. And so I think for me, it might put me over the edge potentially later down the road if I have, you know, an understanding on both pitching, hitting, wherever it takes me from there.
Just caught up with Mark Peterson. Mark, thanks for your time. I know that we're in Arkansas, but welcome back to the Dallas area, and best of luck moving forward.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you for your time.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Becca Dick E. Stevens Park, 7:05 start time between Arkansas and Frisco. Well, we're certainly happy and excited to be back in a couple of days to North Texas. Frisco returning home to take on the Corpus Christi Hooks on the other end of this six-game series that continues to wind to a close in Arkansas. We play game five tonight. Jared Gettert going out to the mound for the card exchange. And he's meeting with our crew of Chris Presley Murphy behind the dish tonight. Mike Carroll is up the third baseline, and Steven Rios Jr. is there at third. Is that Caden Polkovich that's with Arkansas? He wears the number four, and it looks like it is. Polkovich listed as an infielder. Normally haven't seen Colin Cowgill. I believe Colin does. Colin is Arkansas's manager. I believe he does the Tuesday ball game, but Arkansas has been keeping it mixed up pretty consistently throughout the series. Taking a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. First for the Rough Riders, making his Double-A debut, it's the right-hander Owen White. Owen had his pro ball debut kind of bumped after the Rangers drafted him in the second round, the 55th overall pick back in 2018 out of high school in North Carolina. Didn't make his pro debut until 2021. Knew that he needed Tommy John, and then COVID delayed 2019 and 2020. And in this season, 2021, White just one appearance in the ACL. It was after he started the year at Down East and only made one appearance before suffering a hand injury in his first go. He made one go in the Complex League, and then he was with Down East to finish out the season, but didn't get there to the low A level to end 2021 until about mid-August of last year. This year, though, in Hickory, a 6-2 record, 3.99 earned run average, and as Zach mentioned earlier, really started to dial up the heat in the month of June. It was special for White on a season as a whole, 81 strikeouts in 58 2/3 innings, only 19 walks given up. He is the Texas Rangers' eighth-ranked prospect, according to MLB.com. His mound opponent, Stephen Kolek, the right-hander that wears number 32, 25 years of age, and was drafted by the Dodgers in 2018 in the 11th round. Played his college ball at A&M. Native of Houston, Texas, Kolek 4-5 this year, a 4.46 earned run average. He makes his 14th start with Arkansas tonight. Kolek entered this series as the innings leader and the strikeouts leader for Arkansas, but the 4.46 earned run average that he suffers allows some earned runs, but he's pitched pretty well against Frisco this season. Looks like it's national anthem time at Dickey Stevens Park. We'll step aside for it. 7:05 first pitch between Arkansas and Frisco. Zach Bigley with the call of the game on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Rough Riders welcome Owen White to the AA level, the number 8 prospect in the Rangers organization, as they take on the Arkansas Travelers for the fifth game of this 6-game series at Dickey Stevens Park. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along. Stephen Kolek is tossing his warm-up pitches out on the hill for Arkansas. Chris, let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's game.
Let's do it. First for the Rough Riders, Zach, the left fielder Dustin Harris in the leadoff spot. Blaine Krim at first, batting second. Johnny Ornelas at short, he'll bat third. Justin Foscue, the second baseman, with the cleanup duties. J.P. Martinez in center, batting fifth. Kellen Stroman, right, batting sixth. and 7-8-9 for Frisco. The visitors, the designated hitter, Sandro Fabian batting seventh. Jack Spiggers at third, batting eighth. And the catcher, Matt Whatley. Boy, the catching group has looked pretty good this week.
They certainly have. Whatley's riding a six-game hitting streak. David Garcia tied a career high with four RBIs last night. So we'll get the Arkansas lineup in the bottom half. First pitch of the ball game is across off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. We're underway right on time at 7:05 in the p.m. here in Arkansas. Harris, a left-handed batter. Kolek, the righty. The pitch is sent high in the air down the right field line. Home run distance, but foul. And the count goes to 1-1. Harris, 12 home runs to tie the team high with Trey Hare and Blaine Krim. There's a slight drizzle here at first pitch in North Little Rock, Arkansas. 1-1. High off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. 96 degrees is our temperature, our actual temperature. That feels like at 108. 2-1. Slips high and outside. It's now three balls and one strike. It is a very warm, humid day here in Arkansas. 3-1 toss. High and outside, ball four. Dustin Harris coaxes a leadoff walk here in the first. And Stephen Kolek, who's making his third start against the Rough Riders, will work from the stretch. 6'3", 210-pounder, 25 years old, native of Houston. Former pick by the Dodgers in the 11th round in 2018, was acquired by the Mariners organization for cash considerations right before the beginning of the 2021 season. First pitch on the way to Blaine Krim. Slider high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Krim, the first baseman, hitting 271. 12 home runs and 39 runs batted in as a huge bolt of lightning just flashed across the sky. And there's some thunder. Whoa, watch out. They're going to play through it. Pitch home. Swing and a foul back into the glove of Anchia, the catcher. And it's one ball and one strike. It's still rolling out there in the distance.
Yeah. That's I don't know if it's Kolek's like pitching song, but Loud Thunder, Heavy Rain was the pregame song for him on the mound getting warm.
He brought it. 1-1 is low and away, and it's two balls, one strike. It was Cody Bradford's pitching song last year. All right, well, hopefully the weather stays away. Top of the first inning, runner at first, no score. From the stretch, the offering on the way. Here she comes. Check swing, pitch low and away. They appeal. He was able to hold. Three balls, one strike. Chris Presley Murphy has balls and strikes behind the plate. Mike Carroll, our third base umpire. Steven Rios, our first base umpire. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew today. Kolek on the season, 4-5 with a 4.46 earned run average, making his 14th start. The pitch. Krim watches on the outside corner, knee level for a strike. We're full at 3-2. 66 and two-thirds innings for Kolek this year. He's whipped 70 to 35 walks. Opponents hitting 233 against the righty. Payoff pitch on the way to Krim. Actually, a throw over to first before that. Harris is back in. A step and a dime. Harris, 16 stolen bases in 19 attempts this year. Rough Riders, a 7-4 win yesterday. They've won three of the first four games of this series. Frisco bringing the offense early in yesterday's game. Six of their runs in the first three innings. 3-2. Krim chops it on the ground to third. Rizzo has it chest high onto second for one. Relay to first. Low! And Larson can't dig it out. And now the ball kicks away out into shallow right field. Krim on his way to second. The throw there, and they got him. Oh, brother. So they couldn't get the 5-4-3 double play. Instead, they get the 5-4-3-9-6 double play. Just how you draw it up, right? 5-4-3-9-6 double play. As the ball was low, and it went off Krim's foot, and he kicked it out into shallow right field. So the right fielder Deloach came in, barehanded it, threw onto second base where Riley Unruh, the shortstop, was. He tags out Krim, and now the bases are clear for Johnny Ornelas, two outs. Wind back, first pitch. Ornelas watches outside, one ball, no strikes. So again, 5-4-3-9-6. Double play. 1-0. High pop up right side, down the right field line. Zach Deloach in towards the line in fair territory. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in unconventional fashion in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Owen White makes his Double-A debut on the mound for the Rough Riders when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field, gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The 22-year-old right-hander Owen White takes the mound for the first time in a Frisco Rough Riders uniform, and it comes here at Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. No score, bottom after the first inning. Tanner Kerwer in from the right side of the first pitch. A fly ball down the right field line and deep. Strom over towards the corner, and he reaches out and makes the catch. Nice play by Kellen Strom, angling back into the right field corner. And there's the first Double-A out in Owen White's career. Joe Rizzo makes his way in now. Owen White started the season in High A Hickory, and he pitched a lot better than his numbers might suggest. 6-2, but a 3.99 ERA and 11 starts. First pitch on the way to Rizzo, high and away, and it's one ball, no strikes. It's 11 in games, 10 starts. 58 and two-thirds innings, 81 strikeouts to 19 walks. 1-0 pitch. Grounder foul at the plate. It's the slider from Owen White. It's now one ball and one strike. Fastball will be in the mid to upper 90s. Curveball, slider, change. That slider's a really good pitch from him. 1-1. And on the ground on the changeup out to second base, gobbled up by Foscue. He slings it sidearm to first and gets Joe Rizzo. Two outs. No score, bottom half of the first inning. We'll see a lot of that. A lot of ground balls for White. He was electric in his last three outings in the month of June. Totaled 19 innings, 30 strikeouts, just three walks. 2-0 with a 1.89 ERA. He offers home to Jack Larson. Swinging a high pop-up down the third baseline. Foul territory. Biggers the third baseman back. He makes the catch right on the warning track in front of the wall and launches it into the parking lot down the left field line. And Owen White has a 1-2-3 Double-A debut inning. And all he did was throw five pitches. Nicely done by Owen White. We go to break. Rough Riders and Travelers, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness!
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Half of the second inning, we're scoreless between the Rough Riders and Travelers. Justin Foskey against Stephen Kulick here in the second. The pitch. There's a breaking ball in the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Foskey, Martinez, Strom, middle third of the order for the Rough Riders. Kulick, the 0-1. A swing and a broken bat, grounder, foul right side. And it's 0-2 as that one went off the very end of the bat for Foskey and just splintered the barrel. Almost looks more like a cricket bat now. He's got half a barrel as it went spiraling down the third base line, and Foskey will have to go get a new stick.
That's got to be more one of the more frustrating broken bat cuts that you can make, is where you're in front of it and it literally goes off the end of the bat and it just like bristles the bat, and it's the smallest chunk flew off the bat of Foskey. That's tough.
So he gets a new stick, and well, does this one have a hit in it? We're just going to have to see. Foskey has been hitting really well. He has the most hits out of any Rough Rider in this series with six. 6-for-18 in the series. He's accounted for 5 runs as well. Doubled twice. Open stance, down in the count, 0-2. Kulick delivers in. Down in the dirt. Count goes to 1-2. Scoreless, top of the second, base is cleared, and nobody out. Stephen Kulick has made 2 prior starts against the Rough Riders, as we highlighted in the pregame show. 1-2. Low and outside and misses, and it's 2-2. April 10th, third game of the season. Went 4 innings, allowing 3 runs, though struck out 6 Rough Riders. And he struck out 6 on May 4th as well, but a much better outing. 2-2. High and tight, and
that hit him.
Yeah, it did. Looks like it got him in the forearm. So a 2-strike hit by pitch. Justin Foskey aboard. JP Martinez now.
Kulick doesn't really look sharp. I mean, he walked Dustin Harris to begin the ball game, a long at bat, 3-2 count to Blaine Crim. And then he had Foskey there 0-2, but got him back in the count, 2-2, and then plunked him right there on the inside pitch. He doesn't really, in those ball games in Frisco, he seemed pretty sharp. Did a good job of limiting the bats. Now it seems like here at home, he's had a tough start.
And he hasn't been the sharpest in his last 2 outings coming into this one either. Yeah, those 5 shutout innings against the Rough Riders on May 4th. He's ready from the stretch, and he deals home to Martinez. Breaking ball, top of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. But over his last 2 starts combined, over 7 1/3 innings, he's allowed 10 earned runs. He rocks in the 0-1. Down low and inside in the dirt. 1-1. He's walked 6 batters in those 7 1/3 innings, just 4 strikeouts. This is coming off a start against Wichita here at home where he struck out 10 in 5 innings, just allowing 1 run. Trying to settle back into that comfort. He delivers in the 1-1. Down low and inside, 2-1. Rough Riders in this very pitcher-friendly ballpark have maybe been tamped down a little bit on the home run side of things, but they've had plenty of offense. 12 hits in last night's ballgame, 7 runs offensively. 2-1. Check swing on a breaking ball that misses inside. It's 3-1. you take out the Rough Riders' shutout and their only loss of the season on the offensive side, they've been able to put up some runs. 9 in the opener in their 10-inning win. Throw goes over to first, and Foscue's back with a step and a dime. Foscue just one steal this year. This ballpark plays really, really big. 400 to dead center, 415 to the left center gap, 405 to the right center gap. 330 down the lines. 3-1 home to Martinez. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner. It's 3-2. Rough Riders have scored first in this series in 2 of the 4 games so far. Scored second yesterday, coming back from a 2-0 deficit. 3-2. High and outside, ball 4. So another base runner for the Rough Riders. 3 of them so far today. All 3 have come without the aid of a hit. 2 walks and a hit by pitch. Time called, and well, here's Sean McGrath. He's seeing the same thing that you were seeing, Chris, that Kolek just doesn't look very comfortable with those 2 walks and a hit by pitch and facing the hottest hitter in minor league baseball dating back to May 27th with a 4.06 average. Ellen Strom, a 2-hit day yesterday as well.
Well, and this is the stretch of the lineup in last night's ballgame that did the bulk of the damage for Frisco at the plate. You've got someone like Strom that he's been on base 4 times this week, and last night was a big part of that with a 2-hit night. But you mentioned it. He's been swinging a really good stick as of late. And then you've got Sandro Fabian on deck, one of the 2 Riders' home runs this week. So a difficult stretch for Kolek facing and not your traditional bottom half of the lineup where you can expect maybe your easier workload. This is a talented bunch that we've mentioned throughout the season, guys competing just for a starting lineup spot with how they've had different strong spots of the season at the plate.
Yeah. Rough Riders last night with their 12 hits, to your point that this isn't just any bottom half of the lineup. Rough Riders 3 through 8 spots in the order all had 2 hits yesterday. Every single one of them. So 2 aboard. Nobody out here in the second, no score. And here's the first pitch to Kellen Strom. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Strom hitting at 267 this year, 3 homers, 11 runs batted in. A 764 OPS. Kolek looks in for his sign. The right-hander's got it. Former Texas A&M Aggie deals in the 0-1. Off the outside edge and misses, and it's now 1-1. Kellen Strom out of San Jose State, collegiately. Former fifth-round selection by the Rangers. 1-1. He shows bunt, puts it up the first baseline. It's a good one. Right along the ground, picked up by Kolek on a bare hand. No chance to get him at first. A bunt base hit for Kellen Strom. He's been doing that a lot lately. And the bases are loaded on the first hit for the Rough Riders.
And he just doesn't have a problem doing it at any part of the shallow infield. He did it up the third baseline yesterday, and as a right-hander right there just pushed it up the first baseline. What a way to rattle the right-hander, and Kolek now has the bases loaded as Frisco, you mentioned, no base hits. And what a way to get under someone's skin as the first hit of the night is a bunt up the first baseline.
Not too bad. 15-game on-base streak for him now as well. And Sandro Fabian with nobody out and the bases loaded in from the right side. First pitch. He swings and misses a first pitch slider low and away, and it's 0-1. No score as we play here in the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Travs in the fifth game of this six-game series on a Saturday night. Kolek, the 0-1. Fabian takes low and away, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders with 2 grand slams this season, 1 in this series from Dustin Harris in the opener. Right-hander ready from the stretch. Here comes the 1-1. Swinging a chopper up the middle. Into center field. Base hit. Foscue in to score. Martinez around from second. And the ball gets past the center fielder, Marlowe. Here comes Strom. Now Fabian motoring for third. And he's in there with a slide. 3 runs coming to score for the Rough Riders here in the second. They lead 3-0.
Oh, what a blunder in center field by Marlowe. He came in to try and cut it off on just a chopper, and it snuck right underneath his glove. And then just kind of bent over and put his hands on his knees, and Tanner Kerwer all the way from left was the one motoring over and had to go field it in. Well, that's huge. Early runs last night were the difference, Zach, and it's great to see more of the same tonight.
Rough Riders got on the board in the second last night, same tonight. Here's Jax Biggers, first pitch. Breaking ball outside, one ball, no strikes. Infield in for Arkansas. 3-0 Frisco, top of the second. Still waiting on the official scoring of that play, but it'll most likely go down as a two-run single and then an error on the center fielder Marlowe. The pitch is fouled back into Anchia's glove, and it's 1-1. Sandro Fabian knocks in a pair of runs. Three come in total. From the stretch. 1-1 pitch. Biggers fouls it straight back. Watch out. Off to our left. And it's 1-2. And, yep, that's exactly how it scored. Two-run single to center. Aaron Cade Marlowe moving Fabian to third. Time called. Biggers wants a second to think about it. So two RBIs for Sandro Fabian. Pitch home. Down low and inside. And Anchia lost it for a second, but knocked it down and ended up right back next to home plate. He slipped and fell. And he was able to pounce on top of it. Two and two to Jax Biggers, who's hitting .306 on the season, a homer and four RBIs in his limited action. Join the Rough Riders right at the beginning of June. Trying to drive in Fabian with the infield in here in the second inning. 2-2. Hard grounder, first baseline, hits the bag, caroms into right field. Fabian in to score from third, and Biggers content with an RBI single, stopping on his wide turn. 4-0 Frisco.
What a fortunate start to this ball game. That one tight roping the first base line and clunked off the bag and kind of died into right field. I think if that does roll to the corner, it might be two for Biggers. So maybe denied of extra bases, but you'll certainly take the run scoring hit. Keep him coming in the second.
Steven Kolick going to get a mound visit from Jake Anchia. This is not the Steven Kolick we saw in early May with his five shutout innings against the Riders. Three hit him through five frames. Matt Watley, the nine-hole hitter, makes his way to the plate. Still nobody out in the inning. Four runs in. It's 4-0 Frisco. Long chat for Anchia. It's the second mound visit here in the inning.
Yeah, and it just started from the beginning, Zach. It was a walk to Dustin Harris on five pitches. Blaine Grimm put one in play and an unusual double play that you don't see every day. Johnny Ornelas popped out, so kind of some stroke of fortune got him out of the first inning where he allowed the leadoff walk. Then here in the second, man, it's just been tough for him.
That odd double play, the 5-4-3-9-6 double play. And now Jake Haber is already loosening in the bullpen for Arkansas. So here's Matt Watley. And the first pitch on the way to the right-handed batter. Slider, top of the zone, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Watley riding a six-game hitting streak, one off a career-high seven-game hitting streak. He had that last year. Right-hander from the stretch. 0-1. Swinging a liner up over the first baseman, Larson, down the right field line. Biggers up to second base. He's motoring towards third, and he stops right there. Watley reached out, poked it off the end of the bat, just over Larson's glove at first base. And I mean just, not more than a couple inches. Just snuck it fair down the right field side. Where Zach Deloach got to it quickly to hold Watley at first base. But now runners on the corners, still nobody out. Four runs in, it's 4-0 Rough Riders, top of the second.
And nobody out, as you mentioned. That's the really difficult part for Kolek, trying to just get any type of traction. Of course, Arkansas wants to see if he can figure it out and at least give him three, but he hasn't been able to get his feet underneath them in the second inning. And Watley just poking it up the first baseline's how this night's gone for him.
Dustin Harris now, top of the order, first pitch, check swing, and inside. One ball, no strikes. He did not go around. Seventh man up in the inning for the Riders. It's gone hit by pitch, walk, single, 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 single. Kolick, the 1-0. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Now Owen White He's been sitting in the dugout for a long time after his five-pitch first inning for the Riders. 2-0 toss to Harris. Ground ball foul right side off the facing of the Arkansas dugout. 2-1.
He might be thinking, too, this is pretty cool, run support.
Yeah.
Only one inning, needed five pitches. And then my offense gives me four runs, and they're not done yet in the next frame.
Can't complain. 2-1 home. Swing and a miss. High slider off the outside corner. 2-2 to Harris, who walked back in the first inning. He's walked four times in the series now, and he calls time. 4-0 Frisco. Nobody out. Top of the second. Runners on the edges. Biggers at third. And Watley at first. Two shuttles in. A line drive to right field. That dunks in. A base hit. Biggers comes on in to score. And the Riders continue their onslaught here in the second. It's now 5-0 on the RBI single by Dustin Harris.
Well, you mentioned it. Just the fifth hit. I say just the fifth hit. The fifth hit of the inning, but it's just basically single baggers for the Rough Riders. But that is what is really getting to Kulik at this point. Just getting the bat on the ball, getting good swings, and a great at-bat by Dustin Harris there. It started 2-0, a couple good pitches, worked it even, but got a good one and just redirected it, pulled it a little bit, but right in the right field for an RBI knock.
It's kind of death by a thousand paper cuts here for Kulik.
Boy, no kidding.
Ground balls that are finding literal bases for base hits. Here's Blaine Krim now. First pitch, low and outside, 1-0. Really, that Dustin Harris line drive base hit, the only one that's been hit hard in the air in this inning. 5-0 Frisco, still nobody out. Eighth man up in the inning, Krim, the pinch. Slider, outside corner for a strike. And the count is 1-1 on Krim, who grounded into that 5-4-3-9-6 double play back in the first. Oh, 2. Foul the way. Back behind home. 1-2.
I think a Colin Cowgill question at this point is, when is it enough? I know you've got a force and hoping for maybe a ground ball, but this is getting tough.
Runners take their leads, the 1-2. Just low and away. Did not miss by much of the slider. 2-2. Ornelas on deck, representing the ninth man up. Infield up the middle is at double play depth with Riley Unroe at short and Patrick Frick at second. 2-2 to Krim. Soft fly ball out to right field. Zach Deloach under it. He gets behind it, makes the catch, and no advancement. So there is finally that first out here in the second. And Johnny Ornelas makes his way to the plate as the ninth man up in the inning. 5 runs in for Frisco. They lead it 5-0 in the second. Ornelas flied out to right field his first time up. Leading hitter actively in the Texas League, hitting .337. Haber continuing to loosen in the bullpen for Arkansas. Stephen Kulik at 42 pitches. He's ready from the stretch. And he delivers home to Ornelas. Low and away. 1-0. Ornelas, .337 average, 7 homers, 32 runs batted in. From the stretch, 1-0. Low and outside and misses, and it's 2-0. Big alley in left center field to the pole side for Ornelas. Offering it. High pop-up right side of the infield. The second baseman, Frick, called off by Larson. The first baseman, he makes the catch. Two outs. Runners at first and second. 5 in, and the Rough Riders have now officially batted around.
Batting number 5, Justin Foscue.
Justin Foscue stands in as the 10th man to the plate. 5 runs on 5 hits here in this inning so far. Foscue hit by pitch to start it on a 2-2 count. Golic trying to work his way through this inning. He's ready from the stretch, and he delivers home. On the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. A lot of pitches in this inning. He's ready from the stretch. 0-1. Popped up right side. That's foul, out of play. 0-2. This next pitch will be his 39th of the inning. Usually don't see, in the minors especially, organizations let guys go that long for pitches in an inning, but they're letting him work. Try to get out of the jam here with two outs. He's ahead 0-2. He kicks up, delivers. High drive down the left field line and foul. Boy, he yanked it. Got out in front of it, ripped it, foul. 0-2. And rain is starting to come in from center field. It really warm day, some hot rain falling now. The pitch, low and outside. And the count goes to 1-2. Not going to stop play or anything. Kolick ready from the stretch, and the 1-2 on the way to Foscue. High and tight. 2-2 on the Rough Riders' second baseman. Watley at second, Harris at first. They take their leads, 2-2, 2 outs. 5-0 Frisco, top of the second. Kolick looks in for his sign, the right-hander ready from the stretch. And he deals home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high slider. Foscue down on strikes, and the Riders, they come to a close here in the top of the second, but they do a lot of damage in this inning. 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 2 runners left on base. Beg your pardon, 1 error in the inning, and we go to the bottom half of the second. Owen White, after just 5 pitches in the first, back out with a 5-run lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Owen White back on the mound in the second inning. 5-0 Rough Riders after they bat around in the second. White, just those 5 pitches used in the first. He got a fly out, pop out, and a ground out. Jake Shiner, the designated hitter, stands in against White to start things out. White the right-hander, Shiner right-handed batter. White looks over the top of his glove, shoulders squared with the third base bag. Winds back, deals. Top of the zone, a strike. The 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Shiner, Deloach, and Marlowe, middle third of the order for the Travs. White rocks back. 0-1. Another fastball. Blew it right by him at 97 miles an hour. 0-2. Well, Owen White was drafted in the second round in 2018 out of high school. The pitch misses low and away. 1 ball and 2 strikes. He was committed to the University of South Carolina, a North Carolina native. He has his sign, the 1-2. I pop up off the fist, back behind home and foul. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Same draft as Cole Wynn, who was with the Rough Riders last year. Owen White didn't pitch till 2021. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him. There's his first double-A strikeout. A 97-mile-an-hour fastball.
Next up for the Travelers, the right fielder, number 9, Zach Deloach.
1 out for Zach Deloach. 5-0 Frisco. Bottom half of the second inning, 1 down. Owen White has his first double-A strikeout. He's back into his wind pitch to Deloach. Big curveball, swing and a miss. 0-1. Owen White was immediately part of the deload program by the Rangers that they had in 2018, where they didn't want a lot of their guys to throw right away. 0-1. Off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. So he didn't pitch in 2018 after being drafted. And before the 2019 season, he had to undergo Tommy John surgery. 1-1. Low off the outside corner, 2 balls, 1 strike. Missed 2020, obviously, with COVID, and then 2021, he was the opening day starter for Down East. He's back into his wind, 2-1. High off the outside corner, 3 balls, 1 strike. 2 2/3 innings in, it wasn't going so well for him. And he allowed a couple runs. Pitch home. Strike on the inside corner, 3-2. 1 out, base is clear here in the second. Well, it was a ground ball tapper right back to him where he tried to flip it home. And he couldn't get the runner. And a competitive guy he is. Here's the wind back, 3-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Ornelas, a backhanded sliding stop and short. Throw to first. Pulls Krim off the bag. What an effort by Ornelas. A sliding backhanded stop at his position. Got up to his feet. A long throw across the diamond. Just pulls Krim off the bag. Infield single for Zach Deloach, and Kate Marlowe stands in now. 5-0 Rough Riders. Well, after White couldn't make the play in frustration, he slammed his fist against the ground and broke his hand in his first start, 2 2/3 innings into 2021. First pitch to Marlowe. He shows bunt, takes down low and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. So he ended up missing about 3 months, came back in August, finished out the season, making 9 total appearances, 8 starts for Down East. 1-0 pitch. Fastball dots the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. But after that, he joined the Arizona Fall League to get some more innings, get some more work, and boy, did he dominate there. Some of the best prospects in all the minors go to the Fall League. 1-1 pitch. Ball off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. He won Pitcher of the Year in the Fall League. A 1.91 ERA, 29 strikeouts, and 28 in the third innings. The most innings by any pitcher in the Fall League. He's ready from the stretch. 2-1. Soft tapper to first. Krim's got it. Steps in the bag. Throw to second. Tag applied. Got him double play. What a nice play by the Rough Riders. Right to Blaine Krim. He stepped on the bag for 1 out. Threw on to first. And Ornelas slapped the tag down on Deloach for the final out here in the second. We go to the top half of the third inning. Riders lead 5-0. And Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Well, Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ten guys to the plate for Frisco back in the top of the second. 5-0 Rough Riders with the advantage in Arkansas. Right-hander Stephen Kolek back on the mound. J.P. Martinez standing in the first pitch. Missing high and outside. Ball one. 5 runs came in on 5 hits. An inning that started Justin Foscue hit by pitch. Martinez clubs one out to right field. Deloach is there and he makes a leaping catch. Martinez with a charge out to right. And Deloach, running back to the wall, looked over both shoulders, threw the glove up, and brought it in. A golf shot by JP, and that was almost homer number 9. He had to leap up in the air, and Deloach came down with it. What a rocky start for the right-hander, Stephen Kolek. Here's Kellen Strom. First pitch, a swing and a miss outside. One ball, no strike to the right fielder, Strom. He had Foscue and Martinez aboard back in the second. A hit by pitch and walk allowed by the right-hander, Kolek. 0-1 toss. That misses off the plate. One ball and one strike. The Rough Riders were able to get those 5 hits in the second. 1-1. Swing and a miss from Strom. Count working now to 1-2. The first 7 to the plate were able to reach before Krim finally flew out to right field for the first out. Johnny Ornelas popped out to first, and then Foskey went down swinging. 1-2 is down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Strom. The bunt base hit for Kellen was his second of the series. 2-2. Tapper foul. And he just stays alive on a big cut. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. 5-6-7 due up for Frisco to start out the third. JP on the second pitch of the inning, already flying out to the warning track in right field. Now here's Kellen Strom with the bases clear and one out. Righty-righty matchup to Strom. The break-even pitch home. Back up the middle on the ground. Frick, the second baseman, with it. Gathers and throws to first in time. And there's 2 outs. Base is clear for Sandro Fabian. Not only has Kolek retired the first batter, the leadoff man of the inning, for the first time tonight here in the third, but he allowed the first 2 to reach back in the first. And then we mention the first 7 to reach in the second. First pitch. Fabian drills one out to left center field, deep towards the gap, and it's going to drop and roll up to the wall. He motors around first and heads for second. The throw back in with Fabian pulling into second base with a 2-out double. Jumps on the first pitch from the right-hander Stephen Kolek and drills it to the wall.
Now batting number 19, Jax Biggers.
Fabian with his 8th double of the season. And now in scoring position for the bottom of the order that came through for the Rough Riders in their first trip through. 5-0 Frisco on their 6th hit of the night. Righty-lefty matchup for Jax Biggers. Kolek coming set from the right side. Kicks and throws. Biggers takes the first pitch as it finds the zone, 0-1.
Fabian entered tonight with only one hit in the series as he stands on second with a two-out double, and it was the two-run homer back on Wednesday. He's 2-for-2 tonight in his start. Kolek 0-1 outside. One ball and one strike. A two-run base hit back up the middle that was basically a trampoline hopper just bouncing right up the middle, and it split short and second with Unroh and Frick. 1-1. High fly ball out to right field. Deloach goes back. He stops just in front of the track and makes the catch. Boy, a couple of wall shots by the Rough Riders in the top of the third, but no runs coming in on one hit. Sandro Fabian with a two-out double is stranded at second. Owen White, the right-handed starter, back out on the mound for the Rough Riders when we come back to start the bottom of the third inning next.
Little Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seven, eight, nine for Arkansas for the bottom of the third inning. The Rough Riders in front on Saturday night. 5-0 our score. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you from North Little Rock at Dickey Stevens Park. Owen White making his AA debut back on the bump. First pitch, Riley Unroh skews it off the bat out to center field. J.P. Martinez comes in and makes a catch. One gone for White in the third. He needed just five pitches back in the first inning. Then he sat down 1-2-3 in the second. Shiner struck out. Deloach with a base hit, but Kate Marlowe and a ground ball double play to first base. Blaine Krim tapped first. Threw down to Ornelas, who gloved it and slapped the tag down. Base is clear for Jake Anchia, the first pitch. Upstairs and outside. One ball, no strikes. So a pretty solid first go through the order for Owen White. The 1-0. Back to the net. One ball and one strike. Picked up his first strikeout back in the second inning. On the first batter face, Jake Shiner went down swinging. Strikeout number one at the AA level. Now the 1-1. Ground ball left side. Shortstop Ornelas dives down and knocks it down underneath him. No throw to first base, but he prevents it leaking out into left field. A one-out base hit for Jake Anchia. Now here's the bottom of the order and Patrick Frick. Scouting report of balls on the ground for Owen White have been true so far. And that's what he just gave up here. Second baseman Frick ready from the right side. White comes home. First pitch down and missing for ball one.
He was 10th in the South Atlantic League in ground ball rate. 46% just about. Bringing that up here to AA.
Righty-righty, the 1-0 pitch home. Swing and a miss. Now evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Arkansas, a team that we mentioned that hasn't had a lot of success offensively this year. They entered the week dead last in homers and just overall team average. The 1-1. Ground ball left side off home plate and foul towards the Frisco dugout. Now White in front, 1-2. But Arkansas, a team that's hit 5 home runs this week. 3 of them in one contest a pair of nights ago when they shut out Frisco 9-0. Ready for White. Kicks the 1-2. Shot off the bat, foul. Behind the net and leaves the ballpark. Still 1-2. There is a wind coming in from right field. Looks like blowing to left. The American flag, really the only mobile flag in left center field. White, the 1-2. Upstairs. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. There is what looks like, we say mobile flag for the American flag, the only real flag. The scoreboard at Dickey Stevens Park has 4 fake flags that look like flags, but they don't fly. 2-2. Left inside on the breaking ball, 86. The slider, a little inside release for White. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. What is that? One of them's the Arkansas logo on the far left, then the minor league logo, then a Timex actual analog clock. That's pretty cool. Gives it the old-fashioned feel. Then the Mariners logo and a secondary Travs logo. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. White with his second strikeout, and there's 2 gone in the third. Top of the order, and the left fielder Tanner Kerwer is next. White goes to the fastball and runs it up high on Frick and picks up the strikeout. Another righty-righty matchup for the left fielder, Kerwer. White set from the right side, the first pitch to him. Ground ball foul at the plate. Skipped off the leg of Kerwer. 0-1. Tanner Kerwer was the guy that had to come in and play the Sandro Fabian ground ball that went to center field. It went underneath Cade Marlowe's glove and just about rolled to the wall. 0-1. Inside. 1-1. And getting another look at the replay, it looked like it went right underneath the glove of Marlowe as his eyes were up looking at the base runners in front of him. Lost track of the ball underneath him. 1-1. Swing and a miss on the fastball at 98 from White. And it's 1-2.
That's the hottest you've seen today.
No kidding.
Came at 97 a couple times, but that 98's the first time.
Hums it in there, upper 90s. Runner at first, 2 outs, the 1-2. Called strike 3. Kerwer down watching on the 3rd strikeout of the night for Owen White in his Double-A debut. He's held Arkansas off the scoreboard through 3. No runs on only 2 hits allowed tonight. And what a fine start it's been so far. All done in the 3rd, and we go to the 4th. Frisco in front of Arkansas, 5-0 on Saturday night.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
5-0 Frisco in front as we start the fourth from North Little Rock. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders with all five of the runs coming in the top of the second. Right-hander Stephen Kolek back on the mound. He faces Matt Watley, who takes the first pitch high in the air to shallow center. And Cade Marlowe comes in and makes a catch. Quick start to the fourth inning. Pretty impressed by Kolek, who threw 43 pitches in the second inning. But only 12 in the third, and he's got one pitch for an out here in the fourth. Top of the order for the Rough Riders. Here's Dustin Harris. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to the leadoff man, Dustin. That's been aboard in his two trips to the plate. 0-1. Ground ball right side, right to the first baseman, Larson. He knocks it down, flips to Kolek, but it's not in time. Dustin Harris legging it up the first baseline, and he's there safely. Now, will that go down as an E3? Likely. Already two errors up on the scoreboard for Arkansas. Dustin Harris safe at first base, and the first baseman, Blaine Krim, is next. Well, they call it a hit. Frisco with seven hits tonight. They had five in the second and one in the third. Nope, they take hits away. First pitch to Krim. Misses outside, ball one. The number seven was up there, and now it's not.
Well.
And there's also only one error, which I believe assessed on Arkansas. Now it says there's two. No balls and a strike to Blaine Krim, the pitch. The 0-1 floats in. Well, it should be the 1-0. It's now 1-1.
The scoreboard's not official.
Correct.
Online, it says one error. So I think it is just one
error. Yeah, scoreboard said two for a while now. So yeah. That's interesting. Kolek ready from the right, facing Blaine Krim. Harris at first, the 1-1. Ground ball, hard hit left side. Stabbed by Unroh. Throw to second for one. Down to first. And Larson has it creep into his armpit, but he squeezes it for the double play. Man.
Hit it too hard?
Just scorched off the bat of Blaine Krim, and a great play at short by Riley Unroh to flip it to second. The throw to first was a little wonky, but Jack Larson hangs on to complete the double play and end the inning. All done in the top of the fourth. We go to the home half of the Rough Riders in front 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
All five Frisco runs coming in the top of the second. We've kind of flattened down since then with the Rough Riders with a Saturday night lead, 5-0 over the Arkansas Travelers. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you for the bottom of the fourth. And the double-A debut for Owen White has gone just fine so far. He faces 2-3-4 of Arkansas. Ready from the right side. First pitch to Joe Rizzo. Catches the outer edge, 0-1. First trip through the lineup for the right-hander White. No runs on two hits. The 0-1. Thought about from Rizzo, but it misses down and inside. One ball, one strike.
He picked up two strikeouts on the first pass through, but ended the third inning with a backwards K on the leadoff man, Tanner Kerwer. 1-1. Fastball that he hums just high at 97, 2-1. One of the guys that a lot of Rangers farmhands were excited about. 2-1. Poked in the air up the third baseline. It'll find the seats. And the count now even to Rizzo. Two balls and two strikes. Just had to wait. And the wait was well worth it. At least so far the numbers we've seen this year.
And so far today. Looks pretty good to me.
White at just 22 years old. Next toss. 2-2 is high and outside. Three balls, two strikes. So he'll turn 23 here later in the summer in August. But last night we were talking about Jack Leiter and just youngsters on this roster, on this Riders Club. 3-2's off the bat of Rizzo, foul, and it's still full.
You're looking at what a lot of people think is possibly a 1-2 punch in the future at the top of the Rangers rotation, and White and Leiter going back-to-back days here.
3-2. Ripped out to right field. A floater towards Strom. Deep in the corner and makes the running catch in front of the wall. Strom has had to hustle deep to the line for a couple of outs recorded for his right-hander White tonight. That's another one. And there's one gone in the fourth.
And White came into this inning very efficient. At seven pitch at bat, ties the longest one that he's seen. Matches Patrick Fricks back in the third, but still just 42 pitches for him with one out in the fourth.
Here's Jack Larson. First pitch catches the outer edge for a called strike, 0-1. Just three times tonight, White has started an at-bat with a first pitch miss of the zone. Should say four times tonight. Next pitch is popped in the air. Right behind home plate. Thuds off the roof, and it's 0-2. But still, nonetheless, very impressive.
That was the scouting port. A lot of strikes. Sometimes maybe too many strikes.
The 0-2 upstairs. One ball, two strikes now to the first baseman, Larson. You mentioned, too, back on the long at-bat to Patrick Frick. You know how that resulted was a swinging strikeout. The 1-2. Chopper, shallow right side of the infield. Foscue charging in. On a hop, throws to first. Little low, but Krim makes the squeeze in time. Larson with a tough ground ball, and Foscue had to cut it off at a tough spot in the grass, running away from first and completed the play.
Along with the ball up the middle, that's one of the tougher plays a second baseman has to make. It's such a long throw across the body, and it's so difficult to make that accurate throw, but Foscue made it look easy. He has a very strong arm for a second baseman.
Base is clear for Jake Shiner. First pitch. Another first pitch called strike on the designated hitter, Shiner, 0-1.
And he's done it with different pitches. That time it was the fastball. He's had that slider working as well.
0-1. Down and away. It scoots away from Watley, 1-1.
And there's the curveball. We've seen all four pitches from Owen White. And they've all been really good so far.
Tonight, I guess you can say he's been 0-1, Owen White.
Nice.
I'll see myself out. The 1-1. In the air out to right field. Hard hit. Strom going deep to the track, to the wall, and that one's gone. Shiner with his eighth home run of the season. And White with the bases clear. Two outs in the fourth, gives up a solo shot. It's 5-1 Rough Riders. Third hit of the night allowed by White. He has been really good, but a pitch that Shiner got a hold of out to right field for, again, his eighth home run of the season.
That was the one thing that White gave up and really struggled with at high A. Seven home runs allowed over his 11 outings, 10 starts. Sometimes in the zone a little bit too much.
Here's Zach DeLoach, first pitch. Back to the net. No balls and a strike.
And something I learned very quickly here at this level, if you start to become predictable and you start to throw too many first pitch strikes, that time a 1-1 pitch, you start pouring in too many into the zone, guys are going to take advantage in a big way.
One of the things that we talked about Cody Bradford about, who was a guy that got the bump up from Hickory to Frisco last year, 0-1, down and away. One ball, one strike to DeLoach. As he said, I found the hardest thing coming into this year was that you have success last year because you're kind of the new guy and teams, you know, they can scout you in Hickory. 1-1. ripped foul on the ground towards Arkansas's dugout. It's now 1-2. Or at least they can scout you at the high A level, but not really sure what to expect. And you can come out and do well. You only face a team once in the series, maybe twice. Bradford said this year, now the report is out on you. Teams know what to expect. And you can tell that they've studied the report and the tape, and they're ready for it. And they hit you. And you just have to adjust with that and roll with it. And that's got to be incredibly tough.
Either you have to execute perfectly or you have to adjust.
1-2. Outside. Curveball that misses away from DeLoach, and it's two balls and two strikes. White with one run allowed on three hits tonight. The 2-2. Just missed. Three balls, two strikes. Again, an arm side miss on a breaking ball. And the count's full to DeLoach. DeLoach had a full count back in the second before base hit. 3-2. Popped in the air. Drifting over the Rough Riders dugout, and it'll leak into the seats. A long foul ball from DeLoach to continue the at-bat. Still 3-2. Frisco got early runs in last night's ball game. Six of their seven runs scored in the first two innings. And an early lead paced their way to the Friday night win. 3-2. Back to the net. Inside. Wasn't the fastball at 93. And it kind of jammed DeLoach. He was able to just get contact of it. Still 3-2. Bases clear for the right fielder, DeLoach. White, the 3-2 pitch. Downstairs for ball four. A long at-bat to the right fielder, DeLoach, who wins the battle against White and walks with two outs. So the first two up, first two down for the youngster, Owen White, making his Double-A debut tonight. Matt Watley wants to go out and have a word with him. He's got a 5-1 lead behind him. Two outs in the fourth inning. He entered the fourth here, Zach, with only 35 pitches needed in his first three innings. He threw five in the first and then 15 in the last two.
Very efficient early on. Chris, I think that for a young guy, you know, just 22 years old, as you mentioned, but really only in his second season, his first full healthy season pitching in the minors, coming up here, working with Jeff Andrews, Riders pitching coach, who's spent 39 years in professional baseball, and Matt Watley especially, a guy who is an extreme veteran, one of the smartest catchers you'll meet. That's going to be extremely important for him to learn and also to learn how to learn and get better.
He's with two outs in the bottom of the fourth, facing Cade Marlowe, the center fielder. First pitch. Ground ball up the middle and into right, into center field, should say, for a base hit. DeLoach stops at second, moves up a station, and now the last three with two outs have reached. Here comes the shortstop, Riley Unroe.
Pull side shift on the infield there for Marlowe, and a ground ball up the middle, right where the second baseman Foskey would normally be playing, but he was shifted over to his left because of the shift. So a base hit for Marlowe because of that.
And it gets Joe Corbett up and tossing in the Frisco bullpen. Two gone in the fourth inning. Only 35 pitches used by White through three innings. As he looked intentional to go deep. He's done that this season. Now he faces the shortstop, Riley Unroe, righty-lefty. First pitch inside. One ball, no strikes. That's the first pitch of the inning from White, and he's missed the zone. We mentioned tonight, in his last three innings, he's been really good at first pitch strikes. Check second, the 1-0. Again, missing inside. Two balls, no strikes. And that's for sure the first time we've seen him start an at-bat 2-0. The long look in from the right-hander. Now he comes set in the glove. Two aboard, two out in the fourth. The pitch home. Fly ball to shallow center. Ornelas, the shortstop, wades out into the grass and makes the catch. There is the third out for Owen White. He allows one run on two hits, but the last three with two outs reach. A solo homer from Jake Shiner, and Arkansas is on the scoreboard. All done through the fourth.
And Frisco back to the plate when we start the fifth inning with a 5-1 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
5-1, Frisco leads on Saturday. We'll pass it back over to Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. We go to that top of the fifth inning. That's our score, 5-1. Rough Riders with all five runs in the second inning. Johnny Ornelas leads it off against Stephen Kulik, who's back into his wind first pitch. Popped foul out of play right side, and it's 0-1. It's Jonathan Ornelas, Justin Fosu, J.P. Martinez. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Rough Riders. 0-1 on the way. Finds the outside corner. Belt high for a strike. Count goes to 0-2 on Ornelas, who's 0-2 today. Two-hit day yesterday. His 27th multi-hit game this season as he continues to do nothing but hit. Former third-rounder for the Rangers organization out of high school in 2019. 0-2. Low and away, skips back to the backstop. One ball, two strikes, I should say, in the 2018 draft out of the high school ranks in Arizona. And he has been a surprise at every level in the best possible way. One of the youngest players in the Texas League when the season began. And the leading active hitter. 1-2. Breaking ball misses inside. He spins out of the way of it. Two balls, two strikes. Outfield plays to the opposite way for him. Kulik issues in the 2-2. A fly ball into deep left field. Kerwer back just shy of the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch just off the end of the bat from Johnny Ornelas. One out here in the fifth inning.
Next up, the Rough Riders, number 5, Justin Fosu.
Fosu makes his way to the plate now. Stephen Kulik, drafted out of Texas A&M by the Dodgers originally in 2018, acquired by the Mariners for cash considerations right before the start of the 2021 season. First pitch, Bosque swings, pops it sky high back behind home, and Chia frisbees the mask away, makes the catch, two outs. His brother was a very high pick out of high school, though. His brother, Tyler Kulik, was the number 2 overall selection by Miami in the 2014 draft out of Shepherd High School in South Texas, just outside Houston. There were some huge names that were selected in that first round in 2014. First pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Chris, you might have already seen it, but do you know who was selected first overall that year?
Let's hear it.
Brady Aiken was selected that year first overall by the Astros. The pitch is at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-2. Other names include Carlos Rodon, Kyle Schwarber, Aaron Nola, Michael Conforto, Trey Turner. The pitch slips just inside. Check the swing, and he went around for strike three, and Martinez is down on strikes as it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Stephen Kulik here in the fifth inning. Just the second strikeout for Kulik. He retires the Riders in order, and it's still 5-1 Frisco as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Owen White pitched through his first bout of trouble in the bottom half of the fourth inning, and he's into the fifth. It's 5-1 Rough Riders. He'll face 8-9-1, Jake Angia, Patrick Frick, and Tanner Kerwer, making his double-A debut on the hill for Frisco. Looks to continue what's been a wonderful June for him with three great starts at high A this month. He winds back, first pitch to Anchia. Low and away, one ball and no strikes. So far for White, three strikeouts. He's walked just one batter. It came right after the homer he allowed in the fourth. 1-0. Fouled away. Back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. A run on four hits, two errors defensively for Arkansas. Riders five runs, six hits, no errors. 1-1 on the way. A drive to right field, chasing Strom back. He's shy of the warning track into a back pedal. He makes the catch chest high. Fly out to right, and Patrick Frick makes his way to the plate. Riders by four, bases clear, one down. Owen White looks over his glove. It's a black glove. Lowers it down to the belt, winds and fires. On the outside corner. First pitch breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield for Frick. 0-1. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, right side against the shift and into right field for a hit. Patrick Frick singles the opposite way.
Now that is number 19, Tanner Kerwer.
Fifth hit on the offensive side for Arkansas today. We turn the lineup card over back to the top for Tanner Kerwer. 0 for 2 today. 2 for 9 in the series. White ready from the stretch. He kicks and delivers. A swing and a miss and a good pitch riding down low and inside. It's 0-1. 96 miles an hour. He's been as high as 98 today. That's the book on him with the fastball. Good arm side run. Slider probably his best secondary pitch, though we've seen all three of them today. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball by him, challenging Tanner Kerwer right down the heart of the plate, 0-2. Another pull side shift on for the right-handed batter on the infield. White ready from the stretch. Glove at the belt, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. In the air, right side, foul territory. Krim gives it a look, but it's in the seats. Just over the top of the netting, down the right side. Still no balls, two strikes. Owen White will make his home debut next week. Still plenty of tickets available for Stars and Stripes weekend next week. We are really looking forward to having a lot of you guys out here against Corpus Christi. 0-2. High off the outside corner. Back pick to first. Not in time. Frick's back in. Stars and Stripes weekend, always a lot of fun. And hoping to have a lot of fans out to Frisco. The Lazy River's already sold out for the July 3rd game. White kicks and delivers the 1-2. Slider, strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Letter high slider. And he strikes out Tanner Kerwer for K number four. Two outs. Here's Joe Rizzo.
And Tanner Kerwer was strikeout number three, and it was the same way. Went down watching.
Yeah, 1-2 pitch both times. Rizzo, the red-hot man from the right side. White ready from the stretch, and he deals home the first pitch. This is down low in the dirt. Count to one ball, no strikes. Rizzo, a multi-homer game in game three. His third multi-homer game in his last 16 contests. 14 homers leads the club, top five in the Texas League. 1-0 pitch. He swings, spoils it, foul in the air left side. One ball and one strike. Rizzo has hit in 17 of his last 18 games. He's running a 12-game hitting streak. White's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup away. One ball, two strikes. Pull side. Shift on the infield for Rizzo. 1-2. High and outside. Miss with the fastball. One ball, one strike. Frick at first base. He takes his lead. 5-1 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the fifth. Two outs. White nods yes to the sign from the stretch. He deals in the 2-2. Foul the way, left side. Still two balls, two strikes. Big alley in left center field for Rizzo. He played a pole in the outfield as well. White brings in the 2-2. Down low and inside. Rizzo kicks the back leg out of the way. Avoid from getting hit. White will do it again. His next offering will be his 78th pitch. He's ready from the stretch. He kicks and fires. Runner takes off. Got him swinging off the outside corner with a changeup. And Owen White has five strikeouts through five strong innings here in his Double-A debut. Riders a 5-1 advantage as we go to the top of the sixth inning from Dickey Stevens Park on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, CarpetTech's air duct cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from CarpetTech. Call CarpetTech and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts things off for the Rough Riders in the top half of the sixth inning. It's 5-1 Frisco with all five runs coming for the Riders back in the second inning. Stephen Kulik back into his wind the pitch. High to Strom, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom is 1-for-2 with a bunt single back in the second. He scored a run as well. Kulik winds back the 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Well, it's not the best start for Stephen Kulik, but you have to admire him working through some really tough innings, especially that second. He offers in the 2-0. Finds the inside edge, belt high for a strike. Fastball from Kulik, and it's two balls, one strike. Threw over 40 pitches in that inning. He's working here in the sixth. The offering slithers high and inside, and it's now three balls and one strike to Kellen Strong.
And just impressed by the bounce back. I mean, he threw 12 in the next, 6 in the inning after that, and 9 in the last inning in the fifth inning. He's just been really efficient after over 40.
3-1. Strom pops it foul right side. 3-2.
It is kind of amazing how he's just bounced back after almost throwing 50 pitches in one inning. And it's not hard to see why he's basically the bell cow of this Arkansas rotation with how many pitches he's thrown. He threw 102 on May 28th against Amarillo. And he's done that a lot. I mean, you're looking at mid to upper 90s in terms of pitches a lot for Kulik this season.
He winds in the 3-2. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge, outside corner. Kellen Strom took off the shin guard, thought it was going to be ball four, and said it's the third strikeout for Stephen Kulik. Sandro Fabian now. Top of the sixth inning, one out, 5-1 Rough Riders. Fabian's had a great day at the plate. First pitch, swing and a miss, and a good slider away, and it's 0-1. Fabian, a two-run single to center back in the second inning. Three runs came in, including the error by Cade Marlowe in center. 0-1. He swings, breaks his bat, lofts it down the left field line, and foul. 0-2. That one had extra bases written all over it. He doubled back in the third as he creamed the ball to left center field. Got over Marlowe's head. No balls, two strikes on the Riders' DH. Pitch home. Breaking ball tapped on the ground to third. Easy play for Rizzo. Picks to his left, slings it sidearm on the run, and he gets Fabian for the second out. Two down, Riders by four, and Jax Biggers saunters to the plate.
Next up, number 19, Jax Biggers.
Biggers left-handed batter, first pitch. Down low and inside from the righty, one ball, no strikes. Stephen Kulik, if he can get Biggers here, will work through six innings at 85 pitches. The 1-0. Slap the opposite way, and hooks foul. One ball, one strike. Extreme efficiency after that long inning for the righty. This is more of the guy that we saw on May 4th. Through five shutout innings against Frisco. 1-1 pitch to Biggers. He swings, grounds it back up the box. That's into center. Jax Biggers singles right back up the middle. His second hit today. Singled to right field. His first time up back in the second for an RBI single. And now he has a two-hit day. Jax went 0-for-4 last night, but he's back to his hitting ways. Batting average up to .320 now. Speaking of hitting ways, here's Matt Watley. First pitch, breaking ball popped up high in the air on the infield. Second baseman Frick under it. He reaches skyward, puts it away above his red ball cap, and the side comes to a close in the sixth. No runs for the Rough Riders on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We mosey our way to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Our score holds. It's 5-1. Rough Riders out in front with Owen White back to the mound. We return on the Riders Baseball Network.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Mensch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The sixth inning at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Rough Riders enjoying a 5-1 advantage, and Owen White enjoying a stellar double-A debut so far. Jack Larson in for the left side. Righty's pitch. Swing and a miss and an elevated heater at 95, and it's 0-1. Owen White, five whiffs through five innings. Only run against him, a solo homer. 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. The man who hit it, Jake Shiner, is on deck. Jack Larson 0 for 2 today. White offers in. Line drive to the opposite way into left. And dunks in for a base hit in front of Dustin Harris. Single to left for Larson to start things. It's the sixth hit allowed by White. And there's the aforementioned Jake Shiner, who homered the opposite way in right field his last time up. Eighth home run of the season for Shiner. White ready from the stretch. Infield at double play depth up the middle. And the first pitch. Low and outside and misses. One ball, no strikes. Entering into the season, the Rough Riders starting staff really seemed like it was going to be the strong point of this team. Well, lo and behold, the Rough Riders offense has been far and away the strong point of the team. 1-0 pitch. A high pop-up into shallow left field. Harris coming in. He's under it, looking up into the stadium lights and twilight sky. He makes the catch. There's the first out of the sixth inning, and Zach DeLoach makes his way to the plate. Riders lead 5-1, bottom half of the sixth. Runner at first, and one down. DeLoach has reached twice, a single in the second, a walk in the fourth. Only three pass that White has allowed in this ballgame. White tucks the glove to his chest, ready from the stretch. Black glove at the belt, he pitches. Change up away, one ball, no strikes. The offense has been one of the best in minor league baseball. Top 10 in homers, top 10 in OPS. The starting pitching has struggled. The 1-0 pitch. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Really the only starter who had a ton of success was Cole Reagans. He was promoted to AAA a couple weeks ago, and he's been brilliant in his two starts at the AAA level, allowing just two total runs in those starts. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good change away. And it's two balls and one strike. So Owen White is the one who's called up here to fill the void. And he's looked good so far in his double-A debut. Hoping to add a little more shine to that starting staff. 2-1 pitch. This is outside to the left-handed batter. It's 3-1 on DeLoach. Cade Marlowe on deck. Runner at first, one down. 5-1 Rough Riders, bottom six. White comes set. He kicks in the 3-1. Bottom of the zone, a strike of the knees. Fastball at 96. He still has his velocity late in this ballgame. It's 3-2. And there's still action out of the Rough Riders bullpen. This might be his final batter. Hopefully he can get a ground ball right here. 3-2. Fouled straight back. Still 3-2 to DeLoach. That's old Corbett warming up out there. Yeah, it looks like it is. From the stretch, here's the 3-2. Outside, ball four, he lost it. So Owen White, his second walk, both have been to Zach DeLoach.
Cade Marlowe.
Here's Cade Marlowe. Time called, Matt Watley is going to go out and chat with White. Whole infield comes in. Usually Blaine Krim, the first baseman, stays in his spot, but he comes in on the mound as well. Trying to calm him down a little bit. Runners at first and second. One down here in the sixth inning. 5-1. Rough Riders lead it. Cade Marlowe singled to center back in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Rough Riders have turned one double play today. And that is going to be it. Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout. Owen White is going to be done here in his Double-A debut. In 5 1/3 innings, he allows just one run and strands a pair. Rough Riders dip into their bullpen. And it looks like Kevin Gowdy is coming out of the Riders' pen. He will take over on the mound for the Rough Riders, leading 5-1 with two aboard, one out here in the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Mensch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kevin Gowdy takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders here in the sixth inning. It's two aboard and one out. Owen White done after 90 pitches in his Double-A debut. A very nice outing for White. His line not quite finalized. 5 1/3 innings, 6 hits allowed, 1 run across, though he's responsible for the 2 men of the base pass. 5 strikeouts to 2 walks for him. Cade Marlowe up against Kevin Gowdy, who takes over out of the Riders' bullpen, coming off a very good outing earlier in this series. Gowdy ready from the stretch. First pitch. Low of the zone. Watley keeps it in front for a moment, and couldn't keep it in front enough. Jack Larson takes third. DeLoach remains at first. Runners at the corners. Double play still in order. One ball, no strikes. Gowdy, two scoreless innings in game two of the series on Wednesday. Coming out of the bullpen for Avery Weems in his start. Two shutout frames, just one hit allowed. He walked a batter and struck out one. Runners on the edges, one out. 1-0 pitch. Marlowe swings into high fly ball into deep right center field. Martinez back into the alley. He's at the warning track, makes the catch. Larson comes in to score from third, tagging up. And it's now 5-2, that run charged to Owen White. So the wild pitch on the first offering allows Jack Larson to come in to score on the sack fly by Cade Marlowe to center. And Riley Unroe bats it. To be honest, that's a homer in a lot of ballparks. It's 405 to right center field into that corner. But not in this park. It holds it. And that's a very good thing for Kevin Gowdy. Left-handed batting, Riley Unroe hits now. Runner at first, 5-2, the pitch. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Ryder is still out in front. Kevin Gowdy, the former second-round selection of the Phillies back in 2016 out of the high school ranks, Santa Barbara, California, forewent his commitment to UCLA. The pitch is chopped in the ground out to second. Foscue has it on the backhand. Underhand flip to Foscue at short, covering the second base bag, and there's the final out of the sixth inning. So one run across against Owen White's ledger. It comes on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top of the seventh coming up. Riders at 5-2 advantage. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play, and we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Now both teams' starters' night come to a close. Arkansas turning to their bullpen for the first time, and the night on the right-handed starter Stephen Kolek, and enter the right-hander Jake Haber. 27 years old, 1-2 this season, a 7.50 ERA. Haber making his 22nd appearance of the season. Fresh start for both sides as the Rough Riders sending the top of the order to the plate first in the seventh. And the new man out on the mound in Haber, set to go. We're currently at a stoppage as it looks like right fielder Zach Deloach is kind of keeled over and limping out in right field. I don't know if he took a foul ball off a nasty hop, but that's what's brought us to a stoppage. Looks like Amanda Lee is Arkansas's athletic trainer, and she was running out there and now talking to Deloach, who's keeled over with both hands on his knees. And as she was running out there, he was kind of gingerly walking around, now taking some squats and trying to just get stretched back out as Amanda Lee, the Arkansas athletic trainer, is out there, and she turns and starts jogging back towards the Travelers dugout. Weird. Colin Cowgill was out talking with Chris Presley Murphy, the home plate umpire, who signals to Mike Carroll, the crew chief at third base. A quick pause for injury, and it looks like we're finally just about set to go here to start out the seventh inning. Nonetheless, Frisco in front of Arkansas 5-2, but a narrow lead in the hit column. The Rough Riders out hitting Arkansas 7-6. And it's been two errors on the Travelers tonight. Jake Haber on the mound for the second time this week. Here's his first pitch. It's a rip and a miss for strike one to Dustin. Off and running in the seventh inning at Dickey Stevens Park. Just a few moments away from 9 o'clock in North Little Rock. Righty-lefty matchup. Haber to Harris, the pitch. Popped in the air over the Riders' dugout. Over the concourse. And off the rooftop, a comebacker that actually almost got over the net that separates the seats from the field of play. But it just contained it. Still no balls, two strikes. Harris has been aboard in all three trips to the plate tonight. Haber ready, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Dustin retired for the first time tonight, and Jake Haber out of the Arkansas bullpen sits down the first man he faces. Harris done on the strikeout. One gone now for the first baseman, Blaine Krim. Three pitches, all that Haber needs. He's got his first strikeout. Take a look at the line of the right-hander, Stephen Kolek. That is used to a lot of pitches. First pitch to Krim. There's a called strike on the lower outer edge, 0-1. Six innings tonight for the right-hander, Kolek. He gives up five earned on seven hits, two walks, three strikeouts. Throwing 95 pitches. 0-1. Rip and a miss on the high heat. 96 from Haber. He's thrown five pitches, all strikes in the top of the seventh. 0-2 to Krim. All five runs allowed by Kolek came in the second. Haber ready. 0-2. In the air to center field. Quickly to Marlowe. The center fielder comes in and makes the catch. Another hard hit baseball off the bat of Blaine Krim, but that one barreled right to the center field spot, and Cade Marlowe makes the grab. Two up, two down for Jake Haber, new into the ballgame. Here comes Johnny Ornelas.
You know how earlier we were saying that Kellen Strom early in the season probably led the team in outs over 100 miles an hour off the bat?
Right.
I think Krim has taken that over by a long shot, especially in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and as Haber steps off the mound quickly and calls for time, Jake Anchia, the catcher, jogs out there. We talked earlier with Kellen and just said how, I mean, mentality-wise, that's got to be tough to know that you're doing a lot of things right. And he says that's the tough part is hearing from your hitting coaches and the support staff basically saying, listen, your swing, nothing's affecting your swing. You're still doing the right core principal things correctly. It's just not going where it should. First pitch, Ornelas takes high and outside. 1-0. It's not that it's not going where it should. It's just hit where it's hit. But it's hard off the bat, and it's solid contact. And that's how it was going for Kellen early on. 1-0. There's a taken strike. It finds a zone. Evens the count to Ornelas, one ball, one strike.
And that's since turned around. He's now hitting .268 after starting at .145 through the first month and a half.
1-1. Hard hit right to short and past Unroe as he dove but couldn't make the catch. Ornelas a big turn at first, but he retreats with a two-out single, and he's got his first hit of the night. Ornelas didn't have a hit in the series up until last night's ball game when he picked up two. It was another multi-hit game for Johnny Ornelas, and he gets his first tonight in the seventh. Second baseman Justin Foscue's next. Zach, that's just the second hit by the top three hitters on the card for Frisco between Harris, Krim, and Ornelas.
Bottom third and middle third doing a lot of damage again, just like last night.
First pitch to Justin Foscue, almost hit him. Turn him away from the right side, 1-0. Foscue was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat in the second inning.
Last night, Harris, Krim, and Ornelas were the top three as well. Both hits came from Johnny Ornelas.
The 1-0, high and outside from Haber. Now two balls, no strikes.
And why not put those three at the top again after the 12 hits yesterday?
Right.
Dustin Harris was leading off for just the second time all season. Krim was hitting second for the first time all season last night. Ornelas was hitting third for just the second time.
2-0. Foscue takes a strike down the middle. 95 on the heater from Haber, and it's 2-1.
So a lot of new stuff last night and repeating it again tonight.
Zach, you mentioned Justin Foscue maybe leading the Rough Riders offense in total output at the plate. In terms of hits, he is. Next pitch. There's a called strike, and it's now 2-2. Six hits for Foscue entering tonight. He got his second multi-hit game last night in the series. Just a guy that continues to produce, at least in this series for Frisco. 2-2, runner goes, high and outside for ball three. The throw down, Ornelas tries to swim into second, but he's tagged out. Boy, just looked like a bad late jump from Johnny Ornelas. Still made a tight play, but a great throw from Anchia to get it down there in time, and Ornelas caught stealing for the final out of the seventh. Stretch time at Dickey Stevens Park. Frisco in front of Arkansas, 5-2 our score. Home half of the seventh innings next.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace. Located above the left field wall, this covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New man in the ballgame for Frisco is the right-hander Joe Corbett. We're back in running to start the bottom of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you, your broadcast crew on Saturday night, June 25th, 2022. And just minutes away from the top of the 9 o'clock hour in Arkansas. Joe Corbett out on the mound. He's ready to go. 8-9-1 for the Travs. First pitch. Just misses outside. One ball, no strikes to the catcher, Jake Anchia. Just caught Johnny Ornelas stealing to end the top of the seventh. Corbett ready. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on the same pitch as his first. Looked like the slider down and away. This time Anchia reaching down and away, swinging at it. It's one ball and one strike. Corbett from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 1-1 downstairs. Now 2-1 to the catcher Anchia. He's 1-for-2 tonight. The longest inning for Arkansas came when they sent six to the plate in the fourth. Only one in, though. Owen White gave up his first run allowed on a Jake Schiner home run. 2-1 from Corbett. High and inside. Count working to 3-1. Corbett in for the bottom of the seventh, relieving Gowdy, who only threw four pitches tonight. 3-1. High and inside for ball four. Leadoff walk for the Travs in the seventh. And Anchia aboard for the second time tonight. Gowdy needed just to bridge the Rough Riders from the 6th to the 7th. He threw four pitches, two of them strikes. Gave up a sac fly to Cade Marlowe. And then Riley Unroh grounded out on two pitches. Righty-righty matchup for Corbett on Patrick Frick, bottom of the order. First pitch. Chopper up the third baseline, shallow, glove by Biggers, flips a throw to first, and it's in time. Advances Anchia from first to second, but there's the first out for Corbett and Frisco in the seventh inning. Top of the card in the left fielder, Tanner Kerwer's next. It was a slow bouncing ball up the third baseline on a first initial tall hop off the bat of Frick. He's now 1-for-3 tonight. Top two hitters on the Arkansas card have slumped this evening. Righty-righty for Corbett to Kerwer the pitch. And it misses down. One ball, no strikes to the left fielder Kerwer, who went down watching on Owen White twice tonight. He's 0-for-3. And went down looking at the third strike in the third and fifth inning. Corbett checks second. Once, twice, and now the 1-0 pitch home. Inside at the hands. Two balls, no strikes. Owen White did a solid job tonight for the Rough Riders in first pitch strikes, first pitch attacking batters. And he had Kerwer on a first pitch line out to right in his first at bat. 2-0 from Corbett. Barreled into left field. It'll fall in front of Harris for a base hit. And Chia gets the stop sign at third as Dustin Harris quickly relayed it back to Ornelas, the shortstop, cutting it off. Seventh hit of the night for Arkansas. Runners at the corners, one gone for the third baseman, Joe Rizzo. And now Jared Gettert coming out. The bullpen door swinging open in right center field, and that'll do it for Joe Corbett. Just a quick showing tonight for the right-hander, and the Rough Riders again going back to the bullpen. We'll step aside for the pitching change. Come back on the new man on the mound for Frisco. We step aside in the bottom of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders going to the bullpen yet again. And now it's the left-hander Tristan Polley out on the mound. He'll face Joe Rizzo with just one gone in the bottom of the seventh and two aboard. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. Polly's first pitch. Missing arm side, inside on Rizzo. One ball, no strikes. Tying run standing at the plate in Rizzo. And Jarrett Gettert wanting a lefty-lefty matchup. Polly, the 1-0 pitch. High and inside. Two balls, no strikes on Rizzo. That comes with caution. A big power threat for Arkansas that, of course, you want to be patient on. Multi-homer game back on June 23rd. His ninth long balls of the month. 2-0. Way inside. Tough start to the at-bat for Polly that has missed arm side, inside on Rizzo in his first three pitches. Runners at the corners for Arkansas on a 5-2 Frisco lead. 3-0. Missed low for ball four and a four-pitch walk to begin the inning. Arkansas now bringing the go-ahead run to the plate. Bases are loaded for Jack Larson. Tough ask for Polly to bring him in with only one out, facing a guy like Rizzo with two aboard. But he's been tasked to be the cleanup man for Frisco in the bottom of the seventh. Bases loaded, only one out. And here is Jack Larson. Another lefty-lefty matchup. Polly comes set, kicks and throws. That one slides outside. One ball and no strikes. Five pitches from Polly, still looking for his first strike. Comes set from the belt. Kicks the 1-0. Fastball down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Good thing this one's not in College Station.
Chance to be going right now.
The opener of the College World Series Championship Series tonight between Ole Miss and Oklahoma. 2-0. Swing and a miss from Larson. And now it's 2-1. Interesting chat with Polly earlier this week. He was our pregame guest yesterday. Got some good insight on him. Former Sycamore out of Indiana State. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Might have been tipped into the glove by Larson, and it's 2-2. Grew up in Avon and then went to play his college ball in Terre Haute. 2-2. Down and away. Looking for the same pitch on the appeal to Mike Carroll. And he says that Jack Larson did not go. Three balls, two strikes, and nowhere to put the left-handed hitting Jack Larson. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Time called at the plate by the catcher. Matt Watley wants to slow things down. And Chia at third, Kerwer at second, Rizzo at first. One out in the bottom of the seventh. Frisco leads 5-2, but at great danger with the bases full. 3-2. Boy, just missed for ball four, and that looked like a really good pitch from Polly, but it walks in a run, and the base is still loaded now for Jake Shiner. I don't know how you even take that. It's a floater over the plate, and at the last second, it must have died out of the zone.
Ended up being a good take.
Well, the risk of Shiner is he's 1-for-3 tonight, but he picked up his eighth homer of the season earlier tonight. First pitch from Polly. Downstairs. 1-0. 11 pitches from Tristan Polly, and only two of them have found the zone. They were both swings and misses on Jack Larson, so they were good pitches. He's just trying to straighten it out. The 1-0. There's a called strike on the lower middle edge. It's now one ball and one strike. 5-3 Frisco leads. They scored all five in the second, but zeros since then. Stephen Kolick locked it down. Jake Haber out of the pen. 1-1, shot towards short. Right to the midsection of Ornelas. Throw to second for one. Down to first, double play. It hopped right into the stomach of Johnny Ornelas. There was no bobble. He flipped it to Foscue at second for one. And down to Krim to complete a huge 6-4-3 double play. A run comes in for Arkansas on a hit, no errors, and a huge jam gotten out of as Tristan Polly wiggles out of the seventh. We go to the eighth, 5-3 Frisco in need of some insurance runs on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Just a quick night for Jake Haber. Arkansas going to the bullpen again as they bring in Dyason Arias, the right-hander that's out on the mound. First pitch to Justin Foscue, misses high, ball one. Arkansas getting a run with a bases-loaded walk in the bottom of the seventh. It's 5-3 Rough Riders. Foscue continuing his at-bat, the 1-0. Popped behind home plate and over our heads. Now one ball and one strike. The fifth pitch of his at-bat in the seventh with two outs and Ornelas at first, missed high and outside. Ornelas ran for second. He was caught stealing. Would have been a 3-2 count on Foscue. And so he starts from scratch here in the eighth inning. Arias, the 1-1. Upstairs, fastball at 97, but a little too strong as it hums above the zone. Now 2-1. Frisco with a win tonight. A chance to pick up their first series win since the end of April. 2-1. Barreled by Foscue, but a late swing, and it's foul. Now 2-2. Been a long time since the Rough Riders went to Midland and defeated the Rock Hounds. A lot of splits. 2-2. Just high. Now three balls, two strikes to Foscue.
A lot of series the Rough Riders have had to fight from behind to split the series.
Arias, the 3-2 pitch. Swing and tipped by Foscue as he stays alive. Takes a cut at the high heat. Still full. Yeah, a lot of weekend winning for Frisco down the stretch, especially in May. They had a great Sunday record there for a while, mostly because of that would be a Cole Reagan start.
Yep.
Nonetheless, still got the wins. 3-2. Fly ball by Foscue out to left center field. Kerber underneath it and makes the catch. That one was barreled by Foscue, but got a little too under it, and he sat down as the first out in the eighth. Long at-bat on the new man on the mound, Dyason Arias.
You really think back to that road trip that the Rough Riders had at Wichita and at Amarillo, where they dropped 4-8, losing both those series.
First pitch, J.P. Martinez in, and it's high and inside, 1-0.
And you think, what would happen differently with San Antonio clinching the playoffs last night if they just were able to split those two series? How would things look right now?
1-1. 1-0 it was, and now it finds its own, so now one ball, one strike.
But they weren't able to, obviously, splitting, or I should say losing both those series and splitting against Midland at home their last time out, last week.
1-1 toss. Swing and a miss by JP, and it's now 1-2. Arias using the fastball at 96, and he blew it by Martinez. Bases clear, one out in the top of the eighth. 5-3 Frisco in front. They haven't scored since the second. Time called out on the mound as Anchia will jog out there to talk to his reliever, Arias. And if the ball game that stung where San Antonio scored 10 runs earlier this week, I mean, that hurts, but they won tonight. So it kind of makes it a little bit easier.
It's all a moot point.
Yeah. So even if they would have dropped that game, Who knows if it would have been different, maybe riding high knowing that they clinched the South here in the first half. But
what a turnaround for the Missions.
Hey, they won ball games down the stretch. Still seeing really good things out of a Frisco club that has the second half yet. 1-2. Martinez barrels it up the first baseline, foul.
Yeah, San Antonio now 14-7 in June.
And I think a 12-game road trip for Frisco hurt them. 1-2 upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. You go to Wichita, a team that at the time was playing really well, gunning with Tulsa for the best record in the Texas League in the North. And then you go to Amarillo in Hodgetown. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Martinez unable to catch up with the breaking ball over the middle of the plate. And there's the first strikeout for Dyson Arias. Two gone. Bases clear for the right fielder, Kellen Strom. Can't believe Frisco hit 17 home runs in a series in Amarillo that they, you know, it's just, you can do a lot of things right, but first pitch to Strom, catches the outer edge, 0-1.
Yeah, if you tell me, hey, you're going to go to Amarillo for six games, you're going to hit 17 home runs and only allow five?
You think you're going to run away with that series.
Yeah, lost 4-6.
0-1, tipped by Strom back to the net. No balls, two strikes. Kind of just turned into a basically a war of attrition at that point. 17 home runs
in six games. Crazy. Riders hit 7 in one game. They won that one.
0-2. Called strike three. Dyson Arias out of the pen. Sits down the last two batters he faces and goes 1-2-3 against Frisco in the top of the eighth inning. Arkansas with the momentum. But it's Frisco in front. 5-3 our score in the home half of the eighth inning. We've got a good one on Saturday night coming your way next.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone wants something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Polley back on the mound, the lefty reliever for Frisco, facing the middle of the order for Arkansas in the bottom of the eighth. 5-3 Rough Riders advantage, but looking to hang on in North Little Rock. The 1-0 is down and away from Polley. Two balls, no strikes. Frisco used two different pitchers back in the seventh. Joe Corbett recording a third of an inning, and then Tristan Polley walked the first two batters faced and then got a 6-4-3 double play. 2-0. There's a called strike on Deloach. The right fielder has reached in all three trips to the plate and his last two via the walk. Lefty-lefty matchup for Polley, and it's 2-1. Ready from the left side, the pitch. Just missing. Inside, three balls and a strike. Well, we've seen how these ball games have gone with Arkansas scoring in the later innings in games. We've seen extras already on a Traveler's comeback, 3-1. There's a called strike, and it's 3-2. The first two games of the series, Frisco won both, but the decisive runs coming in the ninth inning or later. 3-2. Chopper right side, right to the second baseman, Foscue. He's got it on a couple hops, throws to Krim in time. And Deloach retired for the first time tonight. Base is clear, one gone. Polly approaching the bottom turn of the Arkansas order. Here's the sixth sitting center fielder, Cade Marlowe. Lefty-lefty matchup for him. The first pitch shows bunt, pulls it back, and it missed down and away. One ball, no strikes. Six through nine, producing only three hits tonight as we're in the eighth, 1-0. There's a hanging, looked like a slider, and it finds the zone. One ball and one strike. The break even. Finds the zone on the fastball. Marlowe keeping the bat on his shoulders, but it's now 1-2. Hit into a 3-6 double play back in the second inning. Time call at the plate. Shot one right to the first baseman, Blaine Krim. He tapped the bag through to second to complete the twin killer and get Owen White out of the second. 1-2. Almost went around. Did he go? And Mike Carroll says no. Looked like a bigger than normal half cut from Marlowe. He was able to hold up, and it's now two balls and two strikes. Riley Unroe's on deck. 5-3 Rough Riders. The 2-2. Off the plate. Another full count for Polly. He had 3-2 back in the seventh before walking Jack Larson, and it brought in a run. Now his second of the eighth inning right here. The 3-2. Boy, a tight miss. And Polly thought that he pitched a good one, but it missed inside. There's the third walk allowed by the left-hander Tristan Polly. Runner at first base, one gone for the shortstop Riley Unroe. And Jared Gettert wants to make another change. So he'll come in and take the ball from Tristan Polly, and the door opens. Looks like Fur Ozuna jogging in from right center field. The Rough Riders going to him for the second time this week and the third time since last Sunday. Another pitching change at Dickey Stevens Park. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network and come back for the finish at the bottom of the eighth.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco turning to Fur Ozuna for the third time this week. One out in the bottom of the eighth inning and the tying run and the shortstop Riley Unroe coming to the plate. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you on Saturday night, June 25th, 2022. And the Rough Riders looking for win number 36 tonight. They turn to Fur Ozuna once more. Righty-lefty on Unroe. Furr ready from the right side. A long hold, and now his first pitch. Unroe started to go around, then held up, and it missed off the plate. One ball, no strikes.
I could have bet everything I own that that first pitch was going to be a changeup. And it was. Going to see a lot of those.
How many in a row last night? I think six. The 1-0. There it is again, but it misses inside. Two balls, no strikes.
Sounds right. I think the most you've seen him throw is 11 straight.
You might change it up here. First two have been tight misses.
Change it up from the changeup?
Right. I'll give you that one. Righty-lefty to Unroe. First sets. Runner goes for second. The pitch in for a strike, and it popped out of Watley's hands. So no more double play ball with one out in the eighth. Good news is the tying run, well, no, it's 5-3. In the seventh, Arkansas walked in their third run of the night, so the tying run is at the plate. Unroe with two homers this year. Righty-lefty matchup. Ozuna checks second, now the 2-1. Popped behind the net. It's now 2-2.
There's the fastball. Good old 96 in the back pocket.
Walks, unfortunately, have been a common trend for Arkansas since the sixth inning. They've drawn five against Rough Riders pitching. Ozuna ready. 2-2 pitch home. Outside. Three balls and two strikes. Owen White with only one walk through the fifth, but in the sixth inning, gave up a base hit to Jack Larson. Jake Shiner flew out to left field, and then his last batter faced Zach Deloach, worked a one-out walk. 3-2. Called strike three. Boy, that looked like the changeup, and it broke high and came right back down and landed in the zone to get Unroe down watching. And there was a big second out in the eighth inning.
I don't think he meant to throw it that high, but it just caught the top of the zone and it works. Changeup just has so much downward movement that it looked like it was going to be high and just settled right at the top of the zone.
Now a righty-righty matchup for Ozuna with Marlowe at second and Chia, the batter, standing in. First pitch called strike one. Might have been the changeup a little high again at 87, but the same result. And Chia thought he'd leave it up there, but it broke back down. Working 0-1 on the Arkansas catcher. The pitch home. Breaks his bat. Bloop shot to left field. Ornelas, the shortstop, out there to make the catch. And Ferneri Ozuna comes in and shuts him down in the eighth inning. And a big-time wiggle out of jam despite the walk by Polly. As he departed with a runner aboard, Marlowe is left stranded. That'll do it for the Travs in the eighth. Frisco scoreless since the second. They'd love some runs of insurance. We'll see if they can get them as Arkansas goes to the bullpen again. Ninth inning, your way next.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
All right, we start the ninth, 5-3 Frisco. We'll pass it back over to Zach Bigley.
All right, let's do it. 5-3, Rough Riders out in front, as Chris just mentioned. Sandro Fabian, Jax Biggers, Matt Watley, the 3-2 up for the Riders in the bottom third of the order. And Colin Coburn is out in relief. Coburn, the right-handed sidearm thrower, long hair out of his ball cap, flowing all over the place. Coburn out of McNeese State. Grant Anderson, Rough Riders reliever, credited Coburn in throwing it, or in teaching him how to throw sidearm. These two went to college together. Sandro Fabian, 2-for-3 today. Two-run single in the first, double in the third. He grounded out to third back in the sixth inning. He starts things off from the right side. 5-3 Frisco, top nine. Coburn ready from the stretch, and he deals in. Fastball, cut and a miss. He went high and tight at 93, and it's one ball and no strikes. Fourth pitcher used today by Arkansas. Stephen Kolick went six in his start. Jake Haber an inning. Tyson Arias an inning. The pitch. Slithers across on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1 on the slider from Colin Coburn. Rough Riders, 5 runs on 8 hits and no errors. 0-2. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Arkansas, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors defensively on their side. Fabian awaits. Coburn from the stretch. Right-hander offers in. Swinging a floater off the end of the bat down the left field line and foul. Still no balls, 2 strikes as Fabian stays alive. As Chris talked about earlier, Fabian came into the series with just 1 hit, 2-run home run, go-ahead shot on Wednesday. He's got 2 more RBIs to his ledger and that 2-run single back in the second. 1-2 toss. Swinging a high pop-up in the infield. The catcher and Chia off of the mask, ran out in front of home. He reaches up, makes the catch. 1 away here in the ninth inning, and Jax Biggers, who's 2-for-3, makes his way to the plate. Biggers, an RBI single in the second. He singled to center in the sixth.
And that single to center, just one of 3 hits for Frisco since the second inning. They just really haven't generated anything offensively. No buzz since 5 runs in the second. It's been holding until now, but Arkansas has been working their way back.
Righty's first pitch. Biggers breaks his bat, lofts it up the middle. It bounces in front of the shortstop, Unroe, who picks, throws on the run, and gets him. 2 down. Now Matt Watley. And yeah, the double from Sandro Fabian in the third. Single from Biggers in the sixth. Single from Ornelas in the seventh. The only Rough Riders offense to speak of since that 5-run second inning. What a start by Owen White today, going 5 1/3 innings in his Double-A debut, allowing just 2 runs. Watley awaits the first pitch. It's on the outside corner. Slider for a strike, 0-1. White struck out 5 over his 5 1/3. Good start to his Double-A career. 0-1. Upper edge, outside corner. Heater for a strike, 0-2. Base is clear, 2 outs, 5-3. Riders lead it. Frisco trying to come away with another close victory here in this series. Coburn, the 0-2. Way outside, 1-2. All 3 of their wins in the series have come by 3 runs or fewer. 3 runs, 3 runs, and 1 run. They lost 9-0, though, in game 3. Coburn, the 1-2. Check swing. Pitch low and away. He was able to hold. 2-2. Much to the chagrin of the fans here in Arkansas, but Motley stays alive. 2-2 with 2 outs. Already a hit to extend the hitting streak to 7 games for Watley. He's 1-for-3 with a single and a right field back in the second. 2-2. Breaking ball hit in the air to center field, chasing Marlowe back, still back. He runs out of room, and it hits off the warning track and up against the base of the wall. Watley up to second. He pulls in right there with his 4th double of the year. Watley driving it into right center field. Dustin Harris makes his way in.
More production from those Rough Riders catchers in this series. That's the second hit of the night for Watley. And it's a great thing to have producing catchers offensively for Frisco. They had David Garcia yesterday with a triple. He scored four runs in a multi-hit night. And Matt Watley picking right up where he left off. Marlowe was just way in the middle of center field and went right over his head. He was hit pretty deep, but he was pretty shallow.
How about this also? Bottom third of the order, 7-8-9. All three guys have two hits tonight.
Take it.
That'll do a lot. Top of the order and Dustin Harris. 5-3, Rough Riders lead it, top nine, runner at second, two outs. First pitch. Breaking ball, check swing, and he went around on a pitch down low and inside. 0-1. Harris tonight, 1-for-3. RBI single in the second, a walk. He reached on an error in the fourth and struck out in the seventh. 0-1. He swings, lofts it into shallow left center field, drops in for a base hit. Watley cruises around third, comes in to score easily, and Dustin Harris with his second run-scoring single of the day. Riders add on with insurance at 6-3 Frisco.
Boy, and that check swing by Watley is now huge. That would have ended the inning on a 1-2 pitch down and away. He started to go, held up, and the appeal up the first baseline. Steven Rios Jr. said that Matt held up. And then laced the double to center. Next at bat, Dustin brings him in. That's huge.
Our Friars will certainly take it. First pitch to Krim. Outside, one ball, no strikes. So Frisco adds on to their lead. They now lead 6-3. First time they've found the scoreboard since the second in this game. 49 RBIs for Harris now. Pitch to Krim. Breaking ball, hit foul off Anchia. One ball, one strike.
I think even bigger, too, was that when Cobra was cruising, it was two outs, bases clear, 0-2 before he threw a ball. And it was the first pitch to Watley that was way outside. So this has come when Frisco felt like they had their backs against the wall here in the ninth.
Offering it. Check swing. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Backs against their wall, but still two-run lead.
Yeah, but just the way that the ball game has gone, you could feel that it was rising here at the ballpark, and a run in is huge.
For sure. Get that insurance. 1-2. Harris takes off, pitches outside, throw to second. Got it. Harris caught stealing for just the fourth time this year. Caught stealing 2-4, and it's the final out of the ninth inning. So one run across on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the home half of the ninth inning. Fur Ozuna back out. No, it's not going to be Fur Ozuna. Nick Starr enters the game. He'll go for the save as we enter the bottom of the ninth. Riders lead 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr climbs the hill for the Riders. Frisco leading 6-3 as we enter the bottom of the ninth inning. Patrick Frick leads it off. First pitch. Rip and a miss and a fastball, and it's 0-1. 96 on the gun, as you can hear Nick Starr's family and friends here in attendance. He's from Conway, Arkansas, just about 20 minutes away. He deals in the 0-1. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. They're getting loud. Starr, fastball, cutter, curveball combination. A right-hander, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got it with the elevated fastball for strike three. 96 miles an hour from Nick Starr. Three pitches to dispatch of Patrick Frick. One out here in the ninth inning for Tanner Kerwer. Riders by three, top of the order. The left fielder, 1-for-4 today. First pitch, outside. Missed with the cutter, 1-ball, no strikes. He'll go majority cutters. Usually it's just the cutter-fastball combination for him, the offering. Just outside at 97 on the gun, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Starr said he developed the cutter over the offseason because he was giving up too many long balls last year in high A. 2-0. Strike on the inside corner with that cutter. 2 balls and 1 strike. Big alley in left center field for Kerwer, right-hand batter. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another cut fastball, 2-2. Kerwer, 3-for-11 here in the series. Starr, 2-2. Tapper foul, third base side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Off the Riders dugout. Rough Riders looking to go 4 games over .500 with a victory today. 2-2. Inside. Did it hit him? Nope, did not hit him with the curveball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nearly did. Riders, as Chris mentioned, looking to win their first series in nearly 2 months. Pitch home. Fouled away, right side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. You have to go all the way back to the Midland series in late April to find the last time the Rough Riders came out on top in a 6-game set. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with the cut fastball high and away. Back-to-back K's for Nick Starr to start things off here in the ninth inning. 2 outs, bases clear. Joe Rizzo 0-for-3 today with a walk. 12-game hitting streak on the line for him. 6-3 Rough Riders. Starr from the stretch, left-handed batter at the plate. Righty's pitch. Outside corner, 97 on the gun for a strike, and it's 0-1. Sure, Nick Starr has loved being home. Here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. It's about 20 minutes away from Conway. 0-1. Inside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Rough Riders and Travelers will finish off this series tomorrow night. Or tomorrow during the day, I should say. 1:35 first pitch tomorrow. 1-1. Tapper up the first baseline, right to Blaine Grimm. Takes a nice charity hop for him. He takes to the bag himself, and the Rough Riders win it. Frisco wins 6-3. Nick Starr tips his cap to his friends and family in attendance. Up in a sweet level down the left side. And Starr comes away with the same. 6-3. Riders win it. Really the highlight of this one. What a great performance by Owen White in his AA debut. He goes 5 1/3 innings, allowing 2 runs and striking out 5. 5-run second inning pace the Rough Riders to victory today. Chris Jarrett will break it down for you in the postgame show when we come back. Riders win it 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at RidersBaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Six-3 Frisco wins on Saturday night. They effectively take the series over Arkansas as they win four of the first five games played here at Dickie Stevens Park. Chris Sherrod with you post-game. And again, 6-3 that final score as the Rough Riders out-hit Arkansas 10-8 tonight. They got hits number 9 and 10 in the top of the ninth as Matt Watley with a two-out double. Dustin Harris in the following at-bat brought him in. Frisco able to get the 6-3 victory over Arkansas and pick up their first series win since they did it in Midland to close the month of April and begin the month of May, what feels like a long time ago, about 2 months ago, back in Midland, Texas. Strong night tonight, especially for the bottom three hitters between Sandro Fabian, Jax Biggers, and Matt Watley. All have a multi-hit night. Sandro goes 2-for-4 with two runs driven in. Jax with a 2-for-4 night and an RBI. Matt Watley 2-for-4, and he scored himself there in the ninth. And then the top of the order, Dustin Harris 2-for-4 with two runs driven in. He and Fabian entered tonight with the only Rough Riders to record a home run in this series. For both of those batters, it was their only hit, and both of them exiting tonight with a 2-for-4 performance and two RBI on their line. Really strong stuff on the offensive side. And then what can you say about Owen White? That makes his double-A debut. He also gets the win. 5 1/3 for White tonight. He allows two earned on six hits, two walks, and five strikeouts. White gave up a homer, but a really strong showing with five strikeouts and 5 1/3 in his double-A debut. The Rough Riders from there needing five pitchers to tie it together the rest of the way from the sixth inning with one out on. They use five. Kevin Gowdy throws 2/3. Kevin Corbett with an out recorded. Tristan Polley throws one full inning for Ozuna with two outs recorded. And Nick Starr shutting it down for his fourth save of the season. Starr with no hits, no walks, two strikeouts in front of what sounded like a strong gathering as he's from Conway, Arkansas. So a good amount of family and friends out here to watch Nick Starr pitch, and he got his fourth save of the season. The loss goes to the right-hander Stephen Kolek. Six innings tonight, five earned on seven hits for Kolek. He's now 4-6 on the year, three strikeouts, two walks, and all five allowed came in the second. So should say after that, he threw the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth scoreless against Frisco, only giving them two hits after that second inning where they had five runs on five hits. The Rough Riders with the five in the top of the second and then one more in the ninth to power them to the 6-3 win over Arkansas. They're now 36-32 on the season, remaining second in the Texas League South. We'll step aside on the Riders post-game show. Frisco winners tonight on Saturday, 6-3 the final. Come back with us and we'll shut down the broadcast next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders with the 6-3 win on Saturday night over Arkansas. They take the series at Dickie Stephens Park. And riding high on this Saturday night. Taking a look around the Texas League, a final between San Antonio and Wichita. The Missions clinching the first bid in the South with a 4-2 victory over Wichita tonight. They clinched it last night with a win over the Wind Surge. And just adding to a strong finish of the first half, San Antonio now 37-29 on the year. They continue to play solid ball, especially against the Wind Surge down the stretch. Springfield and Northwest Arkansas in an absolute shootout tonight. 28 combined hits, and Springfield topping the Nats on the road 13-10 over Northwest Arkansas at Arbus Ballpark. What an offensive routing. Tulsa in Midland doing action tonight at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and the Rockhounds fall at home to Tulsa 6-1 the final. Out hit 10-5 despite three errors by the Drillers. It's Tulsa with a 6-1 win. Amarillo on the road over Corpus Christi 3-0. And then our score, 6-3 the final, as the Rough Riders getting their fourth win of the week. Taking a look at tomorrow's projected pitching matchup, Frisco hands the ball to the right-hander Tim Brennan, 1-1 on the season, a 1.42 earned run average for Brennan. It'll be his eighth appearance since joining Frisco in mid-May, but just his third start. Brennan worked pretty exclusively out of the bullpen in his first five outings. Didn't ramp him up to three innings until that final relief appearance. Three innings on June 7th. He made his first start on June 14th. Struck out four, giving up just one earned run and four hits in 3 2/3. And then the last time out, the second time Brennan facing Midland, no strikeouts, two walks, but only one earned in four innings of work, and only two hits given up. So Tim Brennan facing Arkansas for the first time in this series tomorrow and for the first time this season. And the Travelers turn to Levi Stout. It was their starter on June 21st against the Riders. Stout, a no decision despite throwing five innings, gave up five earned on four hits, the walk and the four walks and four strikeouts. He gave up a homer as well. Frisco couldn't get the win on Stout despite him throwing five innings. And so Stout tomorrow making his 14th start of the season. The Rough Riders and Travelers with a 1:35 first pitch time on Sunday as they close the series in North Little Rock. Some showers projected tomorrow, but hoping that those stay away and hoping that the Rough Riders and Travelers can lift off as scheduled at 1:35. We'll be on the air 30 minutes out with a 10-minute countdown at 1:05 and our pregame coverage starting at 1:15. Big thanks to you if you caught any of Rough Riders baseball tonight. We're going to shut it down just shy of 10 o'clock in North Little Rock. So a getaway day for Frisco tomorrow at 1:35, and then they'll hit the road and head back to Riders Field for six against Corpus Christi. Certainly looking forward to it. My broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, saying that final score one last time. Rough Riders win in Arkansas 6-3 the final. Have a great rest of your Saturday night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.